talk of a ceasefire in the Middle East does little to quell fierce fighting. Believers remain in place to aid Darfur refugees, and Christianity is growing in Indonesia, but so is oppression. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Israel and Lebanon continue pummeling each other in light of an impending ceasefire resolution. Sat7's Debbie Brink says Friday's assault made it nearly impossible for people to navigate the roads, prompting them to close their offices. They've since reopened, but
the biggest single issue for everybody still continues to be fuel. The roads have been bombed, but they can get there if they have fuel, but people are hesitant to use their cars because if they need to do anything critical without any fuel, they won't be able to do that. So right now they're limiting the number of things that they choose to do.
Brink says the dedication of their staff speaks loudly.
Continue to pray for safety and for encouragement for our staff, for provisions, for food, that fuel would get into the country and that they could be able to get around, and that the programs can continue to be assembled and broadcast. We really want to be a beacon of hope and light in the Arab world.
Next, Christians are inadvertently being targeted by Israel's attacks because of Hezbollah schemes. That's the word from Christians on the ground in Lebanon. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle travels to the area regularly.
They get on top of homes. They're definitely trying to bring in Christians into this, and this could be nominals and believers. So they fire missiles off their homes, and then Israel retaliates.
That's turning the average Lebanese against Israel and joining Hezbollah. The physical problems are mounting as food and water are scarce, but Doyle says that's providing a new platform for ministry.
Humanitarian needs are there, and so the believers are taking in food and water and blankets and all of those things, and as they do that, they are getting a chance to share with Muslims the gospel.
While the situation's bleak, Doyle says your prayers and financial support can help support this ministry and see churches planted. You're listening to Mission Network News. Violent clashes in North Darfur State have displaced 25,000 Sudanese civilians. Recently, aid workers have been kidnapped, ambushed, and killed. That's led to the pulling back of humanitarian aid. However, the Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee's team continues to provide food, water, and medical care for the refugees through a coalition in the area. Because their team has remained dedicated, they can continue sharing the hope of Christ in this devastated region. Meanwhile, earthquakes, tsunamis, and other natural disasters have hit Indonesia hard in the last few years. Thousands have perished without knowing or even hearing about Christ crucified. However, Words of Hope is trying to change that through radio, and it's having an impact. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung, speaking from Indonesia, says God's Spirit is moving.
Radio broadcasts in the languages of Makassar and Buganese are continuing to bear fruit. The production team based here in Makassar produces a nightly program, 30 minutes in each language, 7 nights a week.
While Far East Broadcasting Company's been broadcasting their programs via shortwave, DeYoung says a local AM station is now airing their programs.
That has really added to the response. Pastors have told us that the broadcasts are bearing fruit and that they have proven to be a help to them in building their churches.
New laws restrict church planting there, so prayer is needed. And OMS International says activity is kicking into high gear this month. They're having a conference for over 100 Haitian teachers with members of the Association of Christian Schools International from Eastern Canada. Following that, church leaders are gathering for the annual church conference for the Emmaus Fellowship of Churches. Pray that the delegates will be open to what the Lord has to show them and that they'll be able to put new concepts into practice in their ministries. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB World Radio is making available the CD, First Fruits, classical guitar music that will take you on a musical journey with the Lord Jesus. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's music that'll provide a great background for your quiet time. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.